We talked to Ashley Spiker, Urjan Dayal, and Adam Poulos from the Kinect team to get the full scoop on navigating your Xbox 360 using Kinect.
The Kinect Hub is a new, easy way to use Xbox 360. Previously, to use a game console, you needed to be familiar with how a controller worked, or how a remote control worked. You needed to mess with batteries. With Kinect, there's none of that. You just walk up to your console, power it on, wave, and you're right there using the menus.
So to bring up the Kinect Hub, all you need to do is wave. We call it wave to engage. And you just want to wave like you're waving hello to your friend, and that'll bring you into the Kinect Hub. And then once you're there, all you need to do is put your hand up and hover over the experience or the thing that you want to access, and then you'll see the little ring go all the way around, and then once it fills up, you'll launch into that next experience.
In addition to the wave, there are a few other ways to access the Kinect Hub. One is with your traditional controller from the My Xbox channel. We have a slot, and all you have to do is select A to get to the hub. Another way to do it is to say Xbox Kinect from the top of the dashboard, and that'll also take you to the hub. When you're in the hub, if you want to get to all the content that's not on the first page, all you have to do is engage with the handle on the left or the right-hand side and drag it across the screen to get to the next page.
Only one person can be controlling the interface at the same time. If you're controlling it right now and the cursor is following your hand, if your buddy wants to switch and control the system, all they need to do is wave, and then the cursor will then be following their hand, and they can launch games or other items on the page.
You know who's in control of the Kinect Hub using the sensor view in the lower right corner of the screen. The player who is in control of the Kinect Hub will have purple hands.
The easiest way to get back to the hub from within a title is to perform the guide gesture. All you have to do is stick out your left hand to the bottom left-hand side of the screen and wait for the progress indicator to fill up. Once you're in the Kinect guide, you can go back to the hub, you can view your messages, you can invite your friends to a party, and you can look at your own achievements.
If you want to tell if a dashboard application is Kinect enabled or not, you can look in the bottom of the screen, and if you see a hand icon, that means that gesture should work there, so you should feel free to wave and try and get the system to recognize your wave and let you use the cursor. And you can also look for a little microphone icon, and that means that speech is going to work. And you can say Xbox and see what other things pop up when you say Xbox. So if you've plugged in your Kinect but you can't see the little hand icon on the bottom right part of the screen, then there's a couple things that you should check. First, make sure that you're in the play space and that the Kinect can actually see you. And then the next thing to check is whether you're on the main page of the dashboard. In other words, you can see the My Xbox channel. Now, if you don't see the microphone icon, you want to make sure that, again, you're on the main page of the dashboard and you can see the My Xbox channel. And also that you haven't turned off speech recognition in your system settings. And you can check that out by going to the My Xbox channel and then all the way to the right, the system settings.